Thank you, Chairman Falcone. We'll now move. Now going to move on to conservation. Call the meeting, the committee to order. First order of business is approval of previous committee meeting minutes from the March 30th, 2011 meeting, which have already been distributed. Do we have a motion for approval? Commissioner Morian?
Second.
Second. Commissioner Hickson, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, motion carries. Okay, I would like, let me start out by announcing that committee item number five, Randall and Armstrong County's sale of 2014 acres at Palo Duro Canyon State Park has been withdrawn at this time. Committee item number one, update on the Parks and Wildlife progress in implementing the TPWD Land Water Resources Conservation and Recreation Plan. Mr. Smith.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and Commissioners. We've got two Land and Water Action Plan updates that I want to provide. You will recall that one of those is, you know, our partnership with the Texas Youth Hunting Program and Texas Wildlife Association, and our goal to reach 1,200 youth hunters by February of 2011. We fell a little bit short of that, not much. We reached almost 1,100 youth in this program, and I'd encourage us all to think about the quality of those experiences, not just the quantity, although we're certainly optimistic that we'll reach those goals going forward. The public hunting program, as Linda already enumerated, has been a huge focus of ours to try to provide more hunt positions, more opportunities, and doing everything we can to provide more opportunities for youth to get into the outdoors. In addition, for the first time, the division has been printing publications in Spanish in order to try to reach our Hispanic constituency and reduce any barriers to them to getting out. And so excited about that development. Another, I think, very interesting land and water plan action plan goal has to do with the installation of solar panel units that we had at 15 sites that we want to accomplish by the end of the year. We're going to do that. Our infrastructure team, in partnership with facilities across the country or the state, are going to meet that goal. The first one was right here at headquarters. Right as you come through that door, there's a monitor that tracks how much energy we're able to capture through the solar array that's been placed upon the roof. You know, it's saving us a minimum of $1,000 a month, probably will be more as we go forward, producing 5 to 10% of our electricity needs. I think it just speaks to the conservation consciousness and the message that we want to send, being a conservation agency, about our efforts to use that renewable energy sources there. And certainly sun is an important one. And so really excited about the development of this project. And we expect that we will have the other sites installed by the end of this summer. So we don't believe there's going to be any problem with meeting that goal. But take a look at that monitor there. It's really interesting in terms of what it tracks and puts it in perspective in terms of light bulb use and trees and that sort of thing. There is an item that we are asking for your permission to publish, and it has to do with the tract of land in Galveston County adjacent to Galveston Island State Park. The city of Galveston has offered us an approximately 1 acre tract of land located adjacent to Galveston Island State Park. Our staff believe this is something that we'd like to accept if the city is willing to go forward on it. And so we'd like to begin the process of providing public notice and obtaining public input regarding the proposed donation. And so with your permission, we'd like to go forward on that front. Two other items that I will mention to y'all is some of you know we have been very involved with a five-state, two-federal agency negotiation with BP over damages to the Gulf of Mexico from the Deepwater Horizon spill. Our team, led by Don Pitts, and one of our biologists who's presented to y'all on the Natural Resource Damage Assessment Program, and Ronell Silcox, who's one of our attorneys in our legal divisions, have been very, very involved in this process. Part of this, and one of the early outcomes of this, was a team that was identified by the governors of all of the five states, and then a representative from each of the two federal agencies to try to negotiate an advance restoration payment from BP so that we could go ahead with immediate advance restoration to help try to stop injury to the Gulf, start restoring habitat, improve things for our juvenile finfish and shellfish and sea turtles and marshes and barrier islands. I'm pleased to say that in mid-April we reached an agreement with BP in which they agreed to fund $1 billion in early advance compensation for Gulf of Mexico projects. As part of that negotiation, the funds were broken down this way. Each of the five states received $100 million, and so Texas has $100 million that we will be investing in restoration projects. Each of the two federal agencies, NOAA and then the Department of Interior, each received $150 million each, and then each of those two agencies received an additional $150 million that they will be making available to the states to compete for other projects. We are now leading the project with our partners with TCEQ and the General Land Office as to identify the projects that we want to invest our $100 million in consultation with BP. So we're looking at a variety of things from offshore reef to offshore reefs to projects that will benefit sea turtle recovery, conservation, marsh restoration, dune ridge construction, and so forth. And so our legal teams and inland and coastal fisheries teams, wildlife, are working very diligently on that with our state parks efforts. So I wanted to provide you an update on that, and a special thanks to Ann Bright, who played a leadership role in helping to get that final agreement negotiated at the very end. I can assure you it was very, very complicated. Last thing I'll mention is just brag on one of our game wardens down in Rockport, Brandy Reeder. If you ever have a chance to meet her, she is just a wonderful ambassador for this agency. She started an annual Woman in the Wild program to introduce women who have not had opportunities to get out and learn to canoe and kayak and fish and hunt. She's brought in a bunch of folks, a bunch of sponsors, and each year sponsors this workshop. We get these wonderful glowing letters about Brandy and her representation of the department, and so want to acknowledge her. Very fortunate, her husband, former DPS trooper, who we commissioned in the last academy, is now a game warden based down there. So nice to have him join the team as well. So kudos to Brandy and all that worked on that. So with that, Mr. Chairman, I think I'll conclude my remarks.
Great. Thank you, Carter. Item 2, land acquisition. Yoakum County, 650 plus or minus acres at the Yoakum Dunes Conservation Area. Request permission to begin the public notice and input process. Corky Coleman.
Good morning. For the record, Corky Coolin with the Land Conservation Program.
Wondered where that was.
This is an acquisition in Yoakum County for an area known as Yoakum Dunes Preserve. Yoakum County is just west of Lubbock. The preserve is a Lesser Prairie Chicken Habitat Preserve. It's a joint venture between Texas Parks and Wildlife and Nature Conservancy. So far, there's around 7,300 acres that the Nature Conservancy has acquired, 250 Parks and Wildlife. And presently, staff is in negotiation with adjacent landowners. We have some money left in 09 wildlife funds to spend, and going to try to get some contracts before the end of the year, or get it encumbered before August 31st. The green shows the area that the Nature Conservancy has acquired. The blue is Parks and Wildlife. The acquisition tracts, we're in negotiations for the ones in white. The yellow are tracts if we don't get contracts for the ones in white. I will add that we're not set on the tracts in the yellow or white. It's anybody we can get to the table adjacent to the property with the deadlines we have to meet to get the money encumbered. And with that, I'd like your permission to begin the public notice and input process, and I'll take any questions.
Any questions, Corey? Commissioner Duggins.
What about the three tracts that are contiguous to the TPWD T-strip tract?
Not willing sellers. Those folks anticipate having some pretty good mule deer hunting when we put the preserve together.
Well, I'm sure bought them before then.
Pick up.
Maybe. Okay. I guess in your view is we still go ahead and acquire these three acquisition tracts in spite of the fact we're...
That we'll have some in-holdings.
Pardon?
That we'll have some in-holdings.
Yes,
yes sir. With the hope that, you know, we're getting it for habitat, and with the hope that we can preserve as much as we can, and we have to build somewhere. And there will be more funding in the future, we anticipate, for TNC, and that's why we're going after some of the smaller tracts. But we're just trying to type as much habitat as we can, where we can, that is adjacent properties.
Any other questions or Corky?
I might just say something. The Lesser Prairie Chicken is, I think everybody knows, has been proposed to be formally listed as an endangered species. We're going to be providing comments on that through the Wildlife Division here very, very soon. We've been very involved in efforts to try to work with private landowners, industry, ranching and farming interests, oil and gas, to try to stave off that listing. You know, the acquisition of this tract, where we feel like you've got a potentially a viable population extending from New Mexico into western Texas here, has been part of that effort that Ruben and his team up in the Panhandle have been working on, in addition to all the private landowner outreach. But just as a reminder to the commission, I mean, the prairie chicken is at a very, very precipitous stage from a population perspective. And so, you know, we are very, very concerned about it. And so this is an important effort, but I wanted to just put it in the context of everything that's going on with the prairie chicken, because there's a lot right now.
It's obviously not on any of the anticipated wind energy corridors or...
It has been, and so that has been an issue that we've had to contend with respect to the contemplated construction of transmission lines and the placement of industrial wind sites, and so there have been a lot of issues associated with wind and prairie chickens up in the Panhandle.
No, I mean specifically
right here in this area.
No,
I'm sorry. Yeah. I don't believe so. Do you know, Corky?
I think there has been some talk in that area.
Has there? Okay.
About. And one of the things I'll let you know, the landowners that I've dealt with so far have requested to keep the mineral rights, but we're negotiating with no surface occupancy if we can. And so that's...
What about some covenant about, to Dan's point, about wind, no wind turbines? Or
well, the wind rights, I'm pretty much going to keep my mouth shut about unless they bring it up, and unless they reserve them, you know, they'll come with the land unless someone specifically asks to reserve them, and I don't know that we would go there.
Take a look at that, yeah.
How many acres is it?
What we have money for right now is the preserve itself.
No, the three tracts.
What we have money for right now is around 1,000 acres. That the squares are sections, and so we're looking at maybe a section and one of the half sections. Of course, the lower white section is not really adjacent. It touches one corner of the preserve, but you can't drive from that point in the reserve onto that section. So acquiring one of the half sections to the north is critical to purchasing that tract.
What are the line? There's a white line that runs south.
But on the northern section?
But it crosses the section to the right, and the section Reed just asked about, and there's another line that crosses it.
That to the individual owners. Are you talking this one?
No, you see these, what are those lines right there?
You know, to be honest with you, I would think there were pipelines. I've been to the site, and I didn't notice any overhead utilities there, so I would assume they're pipelines.
See what I'm talking about?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm. I guess like a seismic line or something.
Yeah, they look like old seismic lines, Commissioner Morian, and just you'll see that to your far on the yeah. Southeast there. That's the old Denver City oil field.
Right.
That's a very, very extensive field over there. Been there since the 30s or 40s.
Okay. other questions for Corky? Thank you, Corky. Okay. No further discussion. I'll authorize staff to begin the public notice and input process. Item 3, land acquisition, Galveston County, 3.6 acres of Galveston Island State Park. Request permission to begin the public notice and input process. Corky Coleman.
Again, for the record, Corky Coleman. This is the Galveston Island State Park, Galveston Island. This tract is a 3.6 acre tract. If you look at this slide, it shows it in relation to the rest of the park. The track in blue is a mitigation track that y'all have had a first reading on. Hopefully there'll be a second reading on sometime in the future. There's some mitigation requirements that the owner has to satisfy before he can donate it to us. The proposed track is in holding within that mitigation track, but also adjacent to a 13-mile road. This track will give staff more options for development. It is an old well site, well pad site, so it's already impacted. There's no cultural features on it that we should have to worry about. There's just corners touch some wetlands. There's no wetlands on the track, and it's slightly higher than the surrounding area. So as we plan the park for different facilities, it would be a nice acquisition to help the planners with different needs. And with that, I'd be glad to answer any questions.
Questions? Sure, Doug.
Not relevant to that, but what are all the squares in the left side of the park?
That was, that's a good question. Probably Ted Viashin, and he's as familiar with that park as anybody.
Those are actually marsh restoration cells. Those are where we brought a machine in and built up those, so they break the surface, planted those with marsh grasses, and we've actually recovered 600 or 700 acres of marshes that have subsided and eroded due to the ship channel and other sources of erosion.
Okay.
That's my encyclopedia.
Any other questions? Thank you, Corky. No further discussion. I'll authorize staff to begin the public notice and input process. Committee item 4, request for pipeline easement, Orange County, Tony Hausman Wildlife Management Area, Ted Hollingsworth. The encyclopedia.
Commissioners, good morning. My name is Ted Hollingsworth. I'm with the Land Conservation Program. This is a second reading of an item that you saw in March in response to a request at the Tony Hausman Wildlife Management Area, which is actually right on the outskirts of Orange, about 25 miles east of Beaumont. That line would be constructed adjacent to an existing pipeline corridor. It's carrying actually hydrogen gas through an 18-inch line from Baton Rouge, Louisiana into Orange, Texas. You've seen this information before. The line would be directionally drilled. There would be one pad inside the wildlife management area that would be a temporary site where the pipe would exit and then re-enter for directional drill. And the conservation fund has actually identified several hundred acres of land adjacent to the wildlife management area that they're in the process of getting contracts on that would be donated to Texas Parks and Wildlife to offset the direct impacts to fish and wildlife resources. We set this precedent a couple of years ago with the Denbury Green Pipeline, which also crossed the Tony Hausman Wildlife Management Area. With your permission, we'll bring this tomorrow as an action item.
Questions? Ted? I'll authorize staff to begin the public notice and input process. Sorry, excuse me. I'll place this item on the Thursday commission meeting agenda for public comment and action. Item 5, Randall and Armstrong counties. Is that where we are? I think it is, yeah. A sale of 2014 plus or minus acres at Palo Duro Canyon State Park has been withdrawn at this time. Reminder, committee item 6, transfer of state historic site, Guadalupe County, Sebastopol House State Historic Site to the city of Seguin. Request permission to begin the public notice and input process. Mr. Ted Hollingsworth.
Commissioners, my name is Ted Hollingsworth. I'm with the Land Conservation Program. This item was alluded to earlier by Carter Smith. The Sebastopol House sits on 2.2 acres inside, well inside the city of Seguin. It is a historic site. Just east of San Antonio, and like I say, surrounded. I believe I have a picture here indicating that it's surrounded by the city of Seguin. It is one of the seven sites that was specifically identified as a potential for transfer. And as Carter alluded to, of the seven where we've talked to the local government entity, this is the one where we've had a positive response from the city of Seguin, and they've indicated a willingness to take over the ownership, maintenance, operation of the site. The house was built in 1856. As Carter mentioned, it's made out of shellcrete, which is a sort of a local mortar concrete mix. At one time, there were over 100 of these structures in the city of Seguin. There's only a couple dozen left that are intact. It's a fairly important historically. And I don't have the exact up-to-date status, but staff continues to negotiate with folks in the city of Seguin. What we envision is a fairly typical transfer agreement with a reversion clause in the event the city should fail to maintain or keep the site available to the public.
Any questions for Ted? Commissioner Duggan.
Is part of the negotiations, do we reserve the minerals if we have them?
That's our habit, yes, sir.
Any other questions? Thanks, Ted. Okay, I'll authorize staff to begin the public notice and input process. Thank you. Okay, at this time, I would like to announce that pursuant to the requirements of Chapter 551 Government Code, referred to as the Open Meetings Act, an executive session will be held at this time for the purpose of deliberation of real estate matters under Section 551.072 of the Texas Open Meetings Act and seeking legal advice from the General Counsel under Section 551.071 of the Open Meetings Act. We will now recess for executive session. At this time, we will reconvene the regular session of the Conservation Committee. Apparently, that's where my last page was.
Then it happened.
I had a problem.
As I was saying, we are reconvened. And committee item number 7, new park acquisition, Palo Pinto County. No further action is required at this time. Committee item number 8, request for access easement, Aransas County, commercial driveway at Goose Island State Park. No further action is required at this time. This committee has completed its business. Thank you.